KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Today marks 5 years since we entered a level 5 hard lockdown after the COVID-19 outbreak.
The National Coronavirus Command Council has decided to enforce a nationwide lockdown for 21 days.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the drastic measure to curb the spread of this new mysterious virus, which has since claimed the lives of hundreds of thousands. The lockdown confined people to their homes and disrupted daily routines like grocery shopping. These Durbanites have been reflecting on the impact of those restrictions 5 years ago.
Being confined in your own home and knowing that if you move outside, you may be charged for breaking the law was very, very difficult.
I am an essential worker, so at the time I had to go to work, but it really did impact me mentally. I wouldn't be able to socialize and see family and see friends.
As an educator that couldn't teach online, I faced the challenge of losing teaching opportunities and maintaining students' engagement, leading to learning gaps and social isolation.
All you ever saw in the news was the death toll that just kept on increasing. It's not a time I'd wish for anybody to ever experience ever again.
Those who broke the rules were arrested. Thabiso Nhlengetwa from Zululand was caught jogging outside his yard. He was studying at the UKZN at the time and says this brush with the law nearly cost him his dream job.
I tried to explain to them that I cannot jog with a mask on. And then when you go to the police station, they took fingerprints and stuff like that. But I thought it was just a minor thing. And then I was called and they said that the senior HR needs to meet with me. I went to her office. When I got there, she told me that the results for the fingerprints are back. And I am a criminal. They have to fire me.
Education officials have launched an investigation after a fight between school pupils in Durban was caught on camera.
Department of Education in KwaZulu-Natal is quite disturbed by what is circulating in the social media, a video of girls fighting in a school uniform outside the school.
A clip of the brawl has been widely shared on social media. The department's Musi Mashambi says the children appear to be from Hillview Secondary.
We will deal with all the children that are involved.
And finally, an Australian senator has caused a stink in Parliament after holding up dead fish to make a point about proposed farming laws.
Greenpeace, the Australia Institute, they've all condemned these laws. On the eve of the election, have you sold out your environment order. Credentials for order. A rotten, stinking extinction salmon? Extinction salmon.
Senator Hanson-Young, remove the prop from the chamber.
The Green Party, Sarah Hanson-Young, argued that the new law would threaten a species of salmon in a Tasmanian harbour. The bill, which the government says would protect jobs, was passed with support from two other parties. Back home, a yellow level 2 weather warning has been issued for areas in northeastern KZN. Forecasters say disruptive rain may lead to localised flooding of roads, low-lying bridges and settlements. The alert has been extended until tomorrow. Expect showers throughout the day along with a drop in temperatures. Durban and Richards Bay going up to 24 degrees, Maritzburg 20. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.